Good morning, and thank you for standing by, and welcome to Cyrela's conference call to discuss the first quarter of 2021 results. Today with us we have Abba Horn, Chief Executive Officer, Mikkel Berg, Investor Relations Officer. We would like to inform that during the company's presentation, all participants will only be able to listen to the call. We will then begin the Q&A session when further instructions will be given. In case you need any assistance during the conference, please request the operator's help by pressing star zero. We'd also like to inform that the conference call in Portuguese will be presented by the company's management, and for the English will be simultaneous. This event is accessed simultaneously via webcast. This call contains statements that are subject to known and unknown risks and uncertainties that could cause the company's actual results to differ materially from those in the forward-looking statements. Such statements speak only as of the date they are made, and the company is under no obligation in light of new information or future. I will now turn the conference over to Mr. Rafael Horn. Please, you may proceed. Good morning, everyone. This first half was marked by the acceleration of pandemic in Brazil. With the sales stands closed as of the March, we chose to accelerate some quarters of the... On the other hand, the quality of our products contributed to have a good sales performance, which totaled approximately 1 billion reais and 22% higher than the first quarter of 2020, even with a launch volume 60% lower. Despite the operating results on the operating results of the last quarters had a positive effect. Pre-sales reached 1 million with an up 22%. Even that with the high growth when regarding the last quarter, we had a positive cash generation of 70 million. Despite this challenging scenario, the prospects for reopening the economy in the next quarter allow us comfortable margins, and the company remains optimistic for the next years. We'll maintain our commitment to search the best results for stakeholders. Now let's talk about operational results. Thank you, Rafa. Good morning, everyone. On slide 5, we have launches of Cyrela. In the first quarter, we launched 6 new products with a PSV that was 60% lower than the when considering everything. It was 60% lower. The company share in the launched volume was 90%. On slide 6, we'll talk about the pre-sales performance. In the first quarter, contracted sales reached 1 million at 22% when compared to the first quarter of 2020. Excluding swaps, sales reached 820, 24% Cyrela's share, and that is higher. And São Paulo accounted for 46% of our sales. On slide 7, let's talk about sales speed. The SOS of the company was 52.8%. When in terms of launches and quarters, this quarter's 41% sold. On slide 8, let's talk about the total inventory of Cyrela. At the end of the inventory, market value inventory reached 4.8 million, 11% lower than the previous quarter. Change in inventory can be seen in the chart on the left. On slide 9, we talk about finished units. In this quarter, we sold 19% of the finished units in the period, which dropped 17% when compared to the fourth quarter 20. Slide 10, we talk about delivered units. In this quarter, Cyrela delivered three projects totaling 408 units and a launch of 400 launch PSV, 400 million. Slide 11, financial results. The net revenues of the company reached 1 million, which is 90% higher than the same quarter last year. The gross profit amounted to 347 million, 3% higher than last quarter and 100% higher than the first quarter of 20. We have a net income of 192 million compared to 261 of previous quarter and a profit of 28 million in the first quarter of 20. Slide 13 talks about our profitability. In the first quarter 21, our return on equity amounted to 36.7% in the last 12 months. On slide 14, we talk about debt. The gross debt at the end of the quarter added to 2.7 million with a 2.4 cash position. The net debt amounts to 227 million. Of the total gross debt, 78% is long term. Our net debt over total equity reached 3.8%, 1.3% lower than last quarter. This low debt level rectified the financial solidity of Cyrela and puts us on the right path to maximize return. On slide 15, let's talk about cash generation. First quarter 21, we had 70 million cash generation compared to 479 or 439 in the previous quarter. Now, half an hour will go for the Q&A session. Thank you. Thank you. We'll now start the Q&A session. Should you have any questions, please dial star 1. If at any point your question has been answered, you may remove your question from the queue by pressing star 2. Questions will be answered in the order they are received. Please hold while we collect the questions. The first question comes from Alex Ferraz from Itaú BBA. Good morning, Rafa and Miguel. Thank you for the presentation. I have a question about gross margin. It's a strong margin and improving when compared to the previous quarter. And the question is more related to this cost scenario, because in the high and middle income projects, there's some room for maneuver, pricing gains. But when we look at low income, we see that's being more affected. And when we look at the results of your peers, so in terms of Vivaz and the other projects that were important last quarter, have they undergone any budget review? And even so, the margin remains high? Or do you believe there may be some adjustment in margins in the future, especially when compared to low-income segments of the company? Good morning, Alex. This is Miguel speaking. Actually, the scenario is quite challenging, and it's harder than navigating at Vivaz rather than in high income, where we have some more purchasing power and we can have better prices. We worked with a provision for future inflation in our costs. So this is why the impact for us in this first quarter was milder. But the impact of the future will depend on the performance of INPC inflation index. We have budgets that are very well planned, so we don't see any need for adjustments. We have INPC for the future of 7.5% per year in our construction costs. So if it remains at this level, we won't need any review. Okay, Miguel, thank you. The next question comes from Gustavo Cambauva, BTG Pactual. Good morning. First, talking about gross margin again, Miguel mentioned the impact of INCC in the high and middle income projects. How do you see the high INCC that can cause contract cancellations in the future? Is there any risk of the debt balance growing and also in the future at delivery time, maybe having a high interest, higher interest rates in financing? Are you doing anything to mitigate that or maybe being selecting more the customers in the beginning of the process, or are you going to wait until later to see what you're going to do? And the second question is about your expectation for launches this year. You mentioned in the release that this quarter was lower in sales because of lockdown. So I would like to understand your pipeline of launches. Do you expect any growth or will it be organic as compared to last year? Thank you. Good morning. This is Miguel speaking. I'll answer your first question. As for the risk of cancellations because of high interest rates, we are well protected against that. First, we work with a very conservative price list. So at the moment of delivery, our customers usually pay 30 to 35% up to delivery time, and whereas banks have remaining amounts of 80 to 85%, and the prices are higher than INCC, so the amount to be paid is even lower. So it depends on the assessment the banks make of properties, but we have some room for maneuver when compared to banks. In terms of interest rates, today we make a credit analysis, supposing that the customer will finance in the future at an interest rate of 8.2%, which is 50 basis points above the best rate we have for our customers. So we do project for higher interest rates, and we have some room for maneuver. It's not that we believe that interest will go up so much, but we are conservative. So we always work in credit analysis with the higher interest rates than that in force at the moment. Rafa will answer your second question. How are you, Kava? Well, adding to what Miguel just said, the cancellation of contracts in our minds, in addition to everything he said, I mean, the cancellation law is in force. So we know that a lot of vivas that we sold was due to law. It's not a matter of price or interest at the end. It's more of a related to the law. That makes us feel very comfortable. Usually, the correlation between the cancellation monster or menace and the cancellation itself is different. We don't see these haunting cancellation figure coming back. I think that this is something of the past. It won't be back so soon. I think in lower income segments, it's a bit more important, but even so. About launches, the figures that Miguel and Yuri convey to you about 2021 are maintained. So we hold up a bit in the end of the first quarter, but the population is being taking the vaccine, so we believe we won't have much more many more surprises. Otherwise, the figures are maintained for the year according to forecast. Okay, Great. Thank you for your answers, Rafael and Miguel. The next question is from Daniel Gasparetti from Credit Suisse. Good morning. Thank you for the call. I have two questions. First, relating to the sales oversupply, do you feel any acceleration now with new launches? And the second question is about rise in costs in terms of labor costs and construction. How do you see this and other services in the chain, in the supply chain? Oh, this is Rafael. Your sound was not very clear. I couldn't quite understand your questions. I am sorry. Can you hear me better now? I don't know if it's the connection. I can't quite hear you. Is it better now? Yes, I think so. Okay, two questions. The first regarding acceleration in sales oversupply. Are you feeling anything at the end? Some people saying that the prices of properties are affecting the demand somehow. And the costs of services, the second question is about a labor cost. I would like to understand what do you see in that area? Okay, I think I got it. Well, about INCC at the end having an effect, well, it's not good, but I wouldn't say that it would impact the macroeconomic fundamentals. We have low interest rates overall after many years of a crisis in construction. So this is stronger than the INCC, a bit higher. So a few customers can feel it, but overall, I think the moment is good and will continue good. And we're quite excited about it, actually. Prices have gone down for many years, so some price variance makes sense. I think the customer realizes that the interest rate is low. I think the current trend should prevail. As for services, the second question, in terms of service inflation, well, INCC is under pressure as a whole, much more about materials. We don't believe that labor costs will be much of an issue. We believe that the main villain is material. But of course, there will be some transfer prices in some services, but overall, this won't be the villain. If there is a villain, it would be the cost of materials, construction materials. I think that labor costs is something we can get by with. It won't probably won't change much from what we consider normal. That's it. Thank you. Can I ask a follow-up question? What is the cash operation this year? There is a very positive view of portfolio origins since for 2021. Has that increased or not? What do you expect from that? Well, everything's going fine. We remain steady at the same rhythm we had before. It's a small operation and it's doing fine. Okay, thank you, Rafa. Have a good weekend. Thank you for the answers. The next question comes from Andre Mazini, Citibank. Good morning, Rafa and Miguel. My question is about contingencies of 29 million. Could you give us some color on what were they about exactly? And if they are related to the time when you were more spread out geographically, like in the Northeast and so. And back then, you used to have many more third-party contractors in care taking care of construction sites rather than now. So everything now is more in-house and well-controlled. So today's operation of the company, which fewer geography locations and should generate a much lower contingency level than we see today, or 29, 24 is something that should remain stable, considering that this is a business that has some contingencies now and then. Thank you. Good morning, Andrea. This is Miguel speaking. The 29 million in contingency, 90% have to do with construction sites that are at the end of their guarantee, or that whose guarantee have ended recently. So these are construction sites of 2016. So it accounts for those periods in which Cyrela used to be much more diversified geographically, and other many constructions that were carried out by third parties. And the contingency level is above what we expect for our currency operations, for our current operations, but it's in the middle term. We don't expect it to be so high. We expect it to be lower than we have currently. Okay, thank you very much. Have a good day. Once again, in order to ask a question, please press star one. Please hold while we collect the questions. The next question comes from Marcelo Motta from J.P. Morgan. Good morning. I have two questions. Could you comment on the increase in the sales price? Have you been able to transfer that to clients? Can we keep it closer to inflation to protect your margins? And also the line this line that was so strong this quarter, could you comment on that? Good morning, Mota. This is Miguel speaking. Well, we are able to transfer INCC to all the current projects, especially in middle and high income projects. Whenever I have a chance, we are trying to increase prices above INCC whenever there is room for it and whenever the sales of a supply is high. It's a case-by-case analysis, but we're trying to do that, yes. As for the line you mentioned, this quarter was very strong. With the main aspects are the results of two projects that we have in partnership with Hines, Ibirapuera for You, and the other one that had important results for the quarter. So together with these SPEs, that's accounts for the mostly most of the results of that line. Thank you. This concludes the Q&A session, and I would like to turn the floor over to Mr. Rafael for his final remarks. Thank you all for attending the call. We hope to have vaccination increasing rapidly so that the entire population of Brazil can be healthier. Thank you all, and have a good day. Thank you. This concludes Cyrela's conference call. You may now disconnect and have a good day.